News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. A central Wisconsin man is facing three criminal charges for allegedly selling his neighbor's SUV for scrap while the neighbor was away. 20-year-old Justin Bray is free on a signature bond right now. He'll be back in Wood County Court July 10th for a preliminary hearing on the felony count of producing a counterfeit vehicle title. Bray also has a plea hearing that day, plus misdemeanor charges of theft and obstructing a police officer on his record. Prosecutors say the defendant's neighbor came home earlier this month to discover that his Jeep Grand Cherokee was missing. Investigators traced the SUV back to a salvage yard where Bray sold it for $300. A 27-year-old man is dead after a chase and crash near Rhinelander. Police Chief Michael Steffes.
The operator of the suspect vehicle disregarded the officer's emergency lights and siren and increased the speed of their vehicle in an apparent effort to elude the officer. Pursuit continued on Maple Avenue to River Street and out of the city on Highway K. When the vehicle reached Highway K at Forest Loop Road, the suspect vehicle left the roadway and came to rest in a ditch.
The name of the driver, Sean E. O'Corian of Rhinelander. The crash remains under investigation. You may remember the 12-year-old Waukesha girl that was stabbed 19 times by two other 12-year-olds. Well, she's getting a lot better. The victim's family said today that the youngster is still dealing with both the physical and the emotional challenges, but she is recovering at home. And she's well enough to go see a movie with her dad. The two 12-year-old female defendants both face adult charges of attempted homicide. This after a May 30th incident that's been publicized worldwide. Today, lawmakers from the House and the Senate named to a joint conference committee met to combine two versions of a Veterans Affairs reform bill that recently passed the House and the Senate. The bill gives veterans the option of seeking private medical treatment outside the VA, and it makes it easier for the VA to fire top officials. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office scored the two bills to estimate how much they would cost if passed. They found that both would double spending for veterans' health care. Republican Senator Richard Burr of North Carolina took issue with the CBO's assessment. He says those figures are way off. There's another poll just released, and the consensus is it's no accident. A Fox News poll finds a majority of voters think the missing IRS emails about the targeting of conservative groups were deliberately destroyed. Fox News polling director Dana Blanton has details.
76% think the missing IRS emails were deliberately destroyed. Just 12% think that this was an accident. This suspicion about them being deliberately destroyed is definitely shared across party lines, albeit to varying degrees. Almost all Republicans think that the emails were intentionally destroyed, as do more than 6 in 10 Democrats.
The poll finds overall just 12% of voters believe the emails were destroyed accidentally. Another 12% are unsure. State utility regulators might decide tomorrow if a new natural gas pipeline can be installed to serve frac sand mines in western Wisconsin. The Public Service Commission is scheduled to have a final say on a plan by We Energies to put a lateral pipeline from Eau Claire to Toma. Besides frac sand mining, supporters say that project would help rural residents use the fuel to stay warm in the winter as an alternative to propane, which had some major shortages this past winter. The new gas pipeline would cost between $150 and $170 million. Presumably, We Energies would pay for it with the help of a proposed natural gas rate increase. The utility has asked its statewide gas customers to pay 3.3% more both next year and in 2016. The group Clean Wisconsin says it has environmental concerns about the pipeline. It also said the pipeline might not be needed because another company already has a pipeline in the region and could be expanded if need be. Wisconsin apparently has a huge pent-up demand for historic preservation. That's according to WisPolitics.com. A state agency has put a moratorium on tax breaks to rehabilitate older properties. This after the amount of tax credits from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation reached $35 million on 29 projects. That's almost 9 times the tax losses that the legislature originally planned for. The Storm Track 9 forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher tonight. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and a low of 57 degrees. Winds will be northeast at 5 miles per hour. Wednesday, mostly cloudy and a bit cooler. Spotty showers possible and a high of 72. Wednesday night, turning partly cloudy and a low of 53. Partly cloudy Thursday, there is a slight chance of showers late in the day. Expect a high of 75. Partly to mostly cloudy and a bit warmer on Friday. A chance of storms also and a high of 79. Looking ahead to Saturday, partly sunny, breezy, warm but humid and a 40% chance of storms. Look for a high of 85, much the same on Sunday. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.